So my fourth grade clarinet teacher, Mr. Cheburenchek, which is a great Pittsburgh name, told me to never apologize before a performance, which I have totally ignored his advice. I don't know if it served me well or not. But I just thought I'd say at the outset, as grateful as I am for Joan and Chris inviting me here, I couldn't help but think that it was a mistake because I am primarily or overwhelmingly a nonfiction prose writer. So out of those 19 books, none of them are poetry. You might find out why that's the case tonight. So I do have to say thank you for bearing with me. I very much appreciate it. And here we go. So the first poem is called Sonnet for the Last Days. Canada on fire, ionized burnt dusk here in Pittsburgh. Long summer sunsets the color of a boarded yoke. Ashen eyes, mouths of sulfur. So goes the blood-dimmed tide and bare-ruined choir. No quotation marks, now the cage of Google. A reference reminding us of quotes. Everything is like a movie or a comic, some post-apocalyptic book recalled from school. Rather than twilight, the sky's lurid, obscene. A smear of orange and yellow and red, but it's still beautiful to see this dusk of Anthropocene. My throat is sore, the nose is run, our lungs filled. A campfire smell lingers for days and days, even after it rains, all now emblazoned. Second poem is called Aquifer. Thank you so much. And you'll see that many of these poems are either kind of like Pittsburgh-y or about weird religion stuff, so it's kind of par for the course for me. An aquifer. An aquifer is the technical name, the scientific one, for the mad tumult and deluge of churning damp rocks carried by once icy glacial water, long made tepid that flows, kind of, 30 feet beneath. I prefer to call it what it's always been, Pittsburgh's mysterious fourth river. What I still envision as an antediluvian passage underneath the Golden Triangle, a stalactite and stalagmite-covered cavern through which slinking in the parentheses-shaped emptiness is an Amazonian waterway filled with blind albino crocodiles and bats the size of flying dogs, of sauropodical monstrosities with their long necks and tyrannical lizards holding dominion even today. But deep down enough, there are just bones fossilized to anthracite, any Elan Vital left waiting to be immolated, their spirits exorcised and powering the downtown air conditioners through which the cooling aquifer now flows. So the next two are from an unpublished manuscript that is entitled Amongst the Heretics. First one is called The Dialectic. Pug-nosed, ugly, stub-faced gadfly, smug, imploring of the truth, as if he didn't know, drawn just to shit, but wants us to thank him. Know thyself? Know thyself. That prophecy, injunction, imperative is the only real hemlock. It's not theory or praxis, but a curse. Better to be quiet, pay Asclepius his cock. They were right killing the gadfly, vile gremlin demanding answers in the agora, when I just wanted to buy some sheep's milk, apricots, some lamb, something good. I had to go into Google and figure out how to like pronounce that name, and I think I butchered it, but you know, whatever. My penultimate poem is entitled Etheria Elliptica. Hypatia scraped bone, oyster shell, white parser of line and number, shape, angle, angel, flings her bloody pad in his sight and says, what you love are trifles, tangles. Astrolobes, hydrometers, studies countless, Almageddon, Arithmeteca, all immolated. She goes into Alexandria, that citrus-scented city now stinks of Gaiman, offal. Because nothing of her survives, we're reduced to saying she was beautiful, as if we have any right to that body that tears. Athanasius' altar on the library's triglyph. Pyres of papyri, reeds and flesh inflamed together, carapace cuts tendon from tendon and muscle from muscle, flayed, pulled apart as if goat meat from the bone. And my final poem, and this is previously published in Vox Populi, is entitled The Pennsylvanian Period. There must be stones in Frick Park that no human hand has ever touched. The stratified conma of Ames limestone, sandstone, shale, and Duquesne coal. Threaded ribbon rock beneath Fern Hollow of epochs Devonian, Pennsylvanian, Carboniferous. These stones that once sat on the equator, where warm tropical waves buffeted them on rocky shoals in the temperate days of an unimaginable distance, smoothed to a uniformity and hidden beneath all that which we do not say or know, the vastness of the land in time as much as in space, the mountains themselves older than all bones. There must be stones in Frick Park that no human hand has ever touched and that none ever will. Thank you so much.